Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, Yah, and his people. And then keep an eye on different nations, how they interact with us. But Cartrell and I, we bring these studies to you, not because we're trying to awaken you. That's not our job. In a way, we're giving you alarm clocks so you can awaken yourselves. Our job is to provide the alarm clocks. It's up to you to turn it on and to set it. That's a movement of Yah's people. Everybody play their part. Cartrell and I, we try to do our due diligence in our studies. We try to get point out facts to you about these people, such as Yeshayahu, whom some of you call Isaiah. That's not his correct name. His name is Yeshayahu. And Cartrell's about to start his studies as far as Yeshayahu is concerned in chapter 40. Yeshayahu. And that chapter reads, Yah's people are comforted. And we sure need some comfort, don't we? And Yom Suf Arif, that's me. I'm going to start studies off first and foremost, bringing to you our king, King Dawud. We try to point out his flaws, his character, his ownership, his accountability, his trust and reliance in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and him alone. He didn't trust in military might. He didn't trust in his wives, his mother, brother, sister, any other, as you should be. Your trust should be totally planted in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We point these factors out to you. Now, once we point these factors out to you, it's not up to us. So what part are you going to play? You're going to help in your awakening? Because only thing we provide by Yah's word is an alarm clock, so to speak. It's up to you to meditate on Yah's word, to trust in Yah's word, to rely on Yah's word, and to activate Yah's word according to code. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my friend on from New York City, prison camp New York City. Because you know I'm in prison camp Memphis. We're all still in captivity, whether you know it or not. You may think, I'm free at last. No, you're not. When you don't have your own land, you don't have your own infrastructure, you don't have your own leadership, you don't have your own education system, health system, you don't have your own so-called political system, when you don't have anything to speak of any value, but a bunch of so-called young brothers on the corner shooting up everybody and then some. And some of these old fools ain't telling them not any better, saying it's all right, go on do them, man, go on do them. That ain't how we supposed to be. But you wouldn't know that if you didn't study Yah's word toward one another. See, Yah values each and every one of us. And so should we. Praise Yah. So without further ado, let me bring my friend and brother on from New York City, Prison Cat. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the Yah Suf Ari, Sister Nasanya, Sister Abiyah, all the Israelites and family that's out there, shalom. May the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. And the Sonya hollers from the back. Shalom. Yes, I thought she had hit a deer. I thought she had hit a deer back there, but I forgot it was in the house, in the bedroom.
Still driving?
Yes, she's still driving.
Yeah, man, I'm up here in cell block 10550. And I give thanks and praise to the Most High each and every day.
Exactly.
He's going to get us out of the situation that we're in.
You better believe it.
Man, people waiting for a Messiah, Mashiach, a Christ. That's not going to be the one that's going to bring us together. And the prophet Yeshayahu spells it out. And what baffles me is that people don't know his book as well as they should. If you quote in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but they should take a real serious look at the prophet Yeshayahu, which we do. Thank God we do.
Praise God. Praise Yah. Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students. And most importantly, thank you, Yah. Bless and praise your holy name. So without further ado, Cartrell and I, We're about to proceed in the first segment of study of King David, Second Samuel. You call it Samuel, Second Samuel, chapter 9. And look at the character of this king. He has great character. He's not like we are. Hey, man, I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot his mama. I'm going to shoot his sister. I'm going to shoot their parrot. I'm going to shoot the dog. I'm going to shoot the squirrel in the backyard. No, King David was like that. No matter what King Saul did to him. And then the brother had a double infirmity. He had an infirmity because of the fact, you know, his kinfolk were dead and his brother was dead and whatnot. And then his feet was lame. And then he belittled and harassed him and assaulted him. Look how King David treated his young brother. That's how we all be treating one another. Okay? Now, King David said, is there anyone who is left of the house of King Saul that I may show, not some AK-47s, some 9mm, some Molotov cocktails? No, he showed him kindness. Why? For Jonathan, he had a relationship with his folks, Prince Jonathan's sake. And there was a servant of the house of King Saul whose name was Ziba. When they had called him to King David, the king said to him, Ziba, are you Ziba? He said, at your service. He was humble before the king. Then the king said, is there not still someone of the house of King Saul to whom I may show the kindness of Yah? He's showing codification. Now, if he was relying on his own kindness, it probably been short and shortcoming. He said, because I rely on Yah, I can expend Yah's kindness as a result of my reliance upon him, the kindness of Yah. On my own, I can't do it. But because I rely on Yah, I can use this expenditure against these people, this act of kindness. And Ziba said to the king, there's still a son of Prince Jonathan, Prince Jonathan's son, who is lame in his feet, both feet. And the king said to him, where is he? And Ziba said to the king, indeed, he is in the house of Mashur, the son of Emuel, in Lo Debar. Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Mashur, the son of Emuel, from Lo Debar. Brought him on in. Now, then Mephibosheth, the son of Prince Jonathan, the son of King Saul, had come to King David, this young man. He was humble. Note his character. Note this brother's character. He didn't come in there, hey, man, you know I'm lame, man. I rolled up on you. I know what you did. You may have done it, but he ain't did nothing to Prince Jonathan. I know, Anna, my grandfather had against you. I roll up on you. But hold on, he was humble, as we all be. And our responses, but because we're too arrogant and we're too left-centered and we're deluded. That is not the way we should comport ourselves, especially in view of the king or anyone of authority in that sense of the word. And he answered, this young brother, the son of Prince Jonathan, here's your servant. He was humble. So King David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness of Yah. For Prince Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore you all the land of King Saul, your grandfather. You shall eat bread at my table continually. Means that you ain't going nowhere. I got you. That's back on, be back on. I know your granddad had a problem with me. I ain't had no problem with him. Me and your daddy were tight, the two peas in a pod. And as a result, you're the recipient of the kindness of Yah. And spending himself through me. That's how we all be, brothers and sisters. Then he bound himself, this young brother, and said, what is your servant? Saying, he humbled himself. What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as that? He said, ain't nothing. I ain't nothing but a dead dog. And that's the kind of attitude you like to deal with people, because you can work with folk like that. But you can't work with nobody think they something special, Because when they think they're something special, they think it's a broken. But you can work with somebody that's humble and contrite, as this young brother was. He ain't did anything to anybody, but he said, I ain't nothing. I'm like a dead dog. And the king called to Ziba, King Saul's servant, and said to him, I've given to your master's son all that belonged to King Saul, to all his house. I'm giving him back his land. You, therefore, and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him. I'm giving him workers. You shall bring in the harvest that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always. He gonna always have a plate at my table. Now Ziba and had 15 sons and 20. He had a good workforce. Then Ziba said to the king, according to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so will your servant do. He said, had a good servant. Everybody is codified. Everybody on working on all eight cylinders. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he should eat at my table like one of the kings. He's like son to me, so to speak. Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Masha. And all who dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants of Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem. Why? For he ate continually at the king's table, just like one of his sons. And they go on to say he was lame in both of his feet. He had physical ailment, but he had a good mind. His mind wasn't lame, but his feet were lame, like a lot of our brothers and sisters today. They may have whole bodies, but they got lame minds. Because number one, their reliance is not on Yah. Number two, they don't know how to treat one another. Number three, they're not trying to learn how to treat one another. They treat each other in a tacky, old messy, old terroristic way to sometimes kill one another. And they make fun about it. As a matter of fact, they write rap songs about it. We have been reduced to a monstrosity, not because of Yah. Yes, because of Yah, but as a product of our own doing. As a product of our own doing. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, you have the mic, my brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. We got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even for our great King, King David, and even the descendants of Prince Jonathan, Mephibosheth.
Yep.
And we can see that our people have a lot of problems, as you've stated.
Exactly.
But then exactly. When you look at our history, you can see that we have great qualities within us too. The fact that King David lived up to his word to Prince Jonathan, that he would take care of his seed after him.
Right.
King David is showing him the mercy that Yah has showed him to the family of Prince Jonathan. And we have to be men and women of our word, like King David, because he didn't have to fulfill this vow that he made to Jonathan. He could have been bitter that King Saul made him a fugitive and forced him to flee in the forest for most of his life. Not just him, but him and his family and the people that were with them. A lot of our people will carry vendettas and grudges. Because that goes on now. There's people that didn't like my father, and they take it out on me. I have nothing to do with what my father did, but you don't take your grudge that you have with my father out on me. And is that fair to me? Is that fair to my father? No, it ain't fair to nobody. My father's in the grave. Let bygones be bygones, right? Move on with your life. Why are you holding grudges? And King David could only raise a grudge against the family of King Saul for what King Saul did to him. But his loyalty to his son, Prince Jonathan, and his word, the vow that he made to him, we see the fulfillment of this vow. And we have to fulfill our words. even if it hurts us. Yah said, fulfill your vows, even to your own hurt. You may not see the future of what you say when you make a vow, but you have to keep your vow. And King David is definitely to be commended for keeping his word to praise Jonathan.
Right.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Brother Sanchez. Fellow students, if you are ready, I suspect that Brother Contra is ready to bring to you the last segment of study in today's lessons. Chapter 40 of Yeshayahu. Some may call it Isaiah. That's not his name. His name is Yeshayahu. Praise Yah. Brother Contra, we're ready.
Again, all praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Not only for our great King, King David, but for the great prophets that he sent, whose words have lasted to our time, from ancient times to now. From ancient times, when it was like little sheepskins, to now we have their words on computer. All praises.
All praises.
So the book of Isaiah goes into another phase. And the first phase of the book was about judgment and Yah's condemnation of Israel and all the other nations for the dastardly things that we do and the nations do and people do. Yah put his word forth, letting us know that he's going to judge like he judged in Noah's time. So from this point on, in the book of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, the Most High has a promise for us, for his people, Yisrael. We're not going to be broken people forever. We're going to be in contention with each other forever. And Yah, what he wants is for us to comfort one another rather than shoot, beat up, stab, rob, kill, disrespect, and hate one another. We're supposed to be comforting each other. So words of comfort.
Praise
comfort. Comfort my people. That's a command. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be letting our people know that we do have a future. Most people say we don't have a future, that the black man is on the extinction list, blah, blah, blah. But Yah says comfort our people, and we need comfort. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her. So we are supposed to have communication with our land, that her wait there is ending. And we know our land has suffered just like we have suffered, that her iniquity is pardoned, and our iniquity is in conjunction and tied with the land, that she has received from Yah's hand double for her sin. So in other words, Yah is going to pardon our sins doubly. No matter what we did, Yah will pardon us if we do the right thing, according to Yah. You ain't just going to get no pardon being a wicked person. You have to appeal to Yah. You have to cry out to Yah. You have to follow Yah's instruction in order for Yah to pardon your sins. That's what repenting is about. A voice cries in the wilderness. What does it say? Prepare the way for Yah. Make straight the desert a highway for our Elohim. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And I don't know if you've ever experienced the earthquake, but I did for the first time, and it's a very unsettling thing. And when Yah stopped lifting up valleys and making mountains low, you're going to feel that. He said the uneven ground shall become level and the rough places plain. And the glory of Yah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. Anybody going to see this day when Yah reveals himself to the world? It's going to be something that we've never experienced ever in the history of mankind. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flower fades, when the breath of Yah blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Elohim stands forever. And that's so true, because we think we're something when we have life. But how many people have lived, and do we remember them? People who thought they were great. Where they at now? And that's our destiny too. We're like flowers. We're like grass. Your children may remember you. Your grandchildren may make mention of you. But trust me, your great-grandchildren won't know anything about you. Going up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news, lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Yehuda, behold your Elohim. You know one city right now is under duress, one of the cities of Judah. You know what city that is, also?
Gaza.
Get the gold star, bro. Paying attention. Mm-hmm. Say to the cities of Yehuda, behold your Elohim. And maybe Yah's on the scene, which is why Gaza is being disturbed right now. Behold.
Exactly.
Elohim comes with might, and his arms rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him. Who's that reward for? The reward is for the righteous. And his recompense before him. Who is the recompense for? The recompense is for the wicked. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. This is the Creator. That's how he led us out of Egypt. Like we were his flock. And we are his flock. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span? And you notice that the word heavens is pluralized because there's more than one. Enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, which means he knows how many sands, grains of sand are on planet earth. That's what that means. And weighed the mountains in scale. He knew how much the mountains were. Boy, Mount Everest, Mount St. Helens, Mount Sinai. He know how much each and every mountain weighs. Imagine that. And the hills and the valleys. Who has measured the spirit of Yah? Can you measure the spirit of Yah? Can it be measured? Or what man can show him counsel? What man that's ever been born can counsel the Creator who created him? There is none. Whom did he consult? Did he consult any man? No. And who made him understand? Did any man teach him understanding? I'm talking about a man teaching God. No. Man needs to learn understanding from the Most High. Who taught Yah the path of justice and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop of a bucket from a bucket. Just imagine that. We fear the nations, and Yah sees the nations as a drop in a bucket. Can we picture that? Russia, China, U.S., Australia, Japan. We think they're something. Yah say they're dropping a bucket. Behold, he takes up the coastland like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before Yah. They are counted by Yah as less than nothing and emptiness. How do we see them? Yah see them so much differently than we see them. To whom then will you liken Elohim? Is there anything like some Elohim?
Well, some try to liken Jesus to him.
Say that again?
Some try to liken Jesus to him.
No, Jesus didn't stretch out the heavens, nor can Jesus measure the mountains or measure the dust of the earth. And we're going to see as we read more. You can't liken Jesus to Elohim, the Father, God.
Hallelujah.
And they try to.
Praise God.
This is how they do it. An idol. A craftsman cast it. And a goldsmith overlays it with gold. And cast it with silver chains. That's what they do. They wear the cross on their neck, right, with chains. He who is too impoverished for an offering chooses wool that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman to set up an idol that will not move, wooden cross. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you no understanding from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, which means the Most High is not a man, right? who stretches out the heavens, more than one, like a curtain. We can't even see the end of the universe. But it says Yah stretches the heavens out like a curtain. And a curtain is limited to us. A curtain don't take up your whole house, does it? And spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. Who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Did Jesus do that? Or did the rulers of the earth stick him up on a cross and kill him? Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown. Scarcely has this stem taken root in the earth. When he blows on them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Can't compare nothing or anyone to the Most High God. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by numbers, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. And we're talking about the stars. How many stars are there in the universe?
Numerous billions.
More than billions. Talking about trillions upon trillions. And it says Yah knows every one of them by name. You think a man can know every star by name? I don't think so, nigga. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from Yah. Because, you know, a lot of us think that Yah don't see what we're doing. You think that we do is hidden in the dark. Can't nobody see you. Don't nobody know what I'm doing. Yah say, your hidden ways, I know. And my right is discarded by my Elohim. So we think that the Most High has abandoned us. But we're still here. We're still alive. Against the people that seek to destroy us and would have destroyed us like 200 years ago if they could have. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yah is the everlasting Elohim, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even you shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for Yah, are you waiting for Yah, Yamsun?
You better believe it.
Shall renew their strength. So we may be feeling pain and aches and pains, because we're up there 68 years old, we're feeling them aches and pains. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Imagine that. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise Yah. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm waiting for
you and
Yah to renew my strength.
You and I both.
I want to see this thing. All praise.
All praise. Cadre's study was straight to the point. We don't need to elaborate on it. Now it's up to you. We've gave you the time clocks. It's up to you to activate the plan by meditating on Yah's word. Looking at life through his perspective, Yah's word. Utilizing Yah's word. Trusting in Yah's word. Relying on Yah's word. Therein lies your solution. Yom Su can't do nothing for you. I imagine Cartier would say the very same thing. But we know what we put to these studies can do everything for you. And then some. Praise Yah. Get codified. And bless his holy name. Brother Cartrell, any closing remarks in our comments?
May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable to our Creator, our Rock, our Redeemer, our High Tower, our Refuge. May the words that we share with the family today go into their hearts, their minds, and souls, and help them on the path of redemption. Because we love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all and be with y'all. Shalom and good night.
You heard my brother. We love y'all. The Most High bless y'all. Shalom and good night.